The Hayom Yom for Gimel Iyar, for the third day of Iyar. The Rebbe brings down the Haftorah in that particular year. You do the Sparshas Kedoshim. So you start with the words Vayhi Dvar Hashem Halidrash Oisi, which is in Yecheskel Perek Chof, chapter 20, verse 2 through 20. That's the tradition, by the Chabad tradition, that we do that Haftorah. And there's another instruction over here, Ein Shoisi Mayim Koidom Havdolah. You know, before Havdolah, we all know that on Saturday night, you don't eat. Some are more lenient as far as drinking, but the Rebbe says, no, you don't drink water before Havdolah. First you make Havdolah, and only afterwards you drink. And whereas in the Alter Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch, he does allow drinking. But this is the tradition, as the Rebbe brings down in Chabad, that we do not drink water before Havdolah. Over here the Rebbe brings down from the Friedrich Rebbe that Kol HaMidos, all one's attributes or characters, traits, Afgam HaMidos HaLoi Tovis, even those no good character traits. Notice again, it says no good instead of evil or bad. He says no good characteristics. But there is a step down. There is no good. Oigam rois. Or even if they're negative. So I guess no good is not as negative. But he's trying to say not as negative as bad. Even if it's bad. Al pitoyaram ushmeiseyam. Based on their descriptions or their names, how we shall call them, the various different negative characteristics, selfish, miser, or all kinds, you know, just saying, various different kinds. You have the possibility to use them to the service of Hashem based on the Torah. So you can transform, you can take those negative characteristics and you can use them for the positive. Just like the rabbi, the righteous tzaddik, Rav Meshulam Zusha, of blessed memory, remember a tzaddik for blessing, from the city of Hanipolia. He learned several ways in the service of Hashem, in the ways of to serve Hashem. He learned it from a thief. Now a thief, you would say, negative, no good. He's steals. Doesn't care about God, doesn't care about the mitzvahs. No, but he learned, matter of fact, he learned seven things. The Rebbe says here, many ways, but we're going to see these are seven things. He doesn't say the number in the first time, but you think, he learned seven things. Number one, Aleph, Hatznaleches, goes modestly. A thief goes quietly, doesn't make a lot of noise about himself. In the service of Hashem, one must be modest, not show off for everybody to see, oh, I'm a righteous person. You have to do it. Hatznaleches, go in a modest way, in a quiet way. Number two, Beis, Ma'amid Atzmei B'Sakona. He places himself in danger. A thief places himself in danger. He'll go to thief because he can get caught. He can get sometimes hurt. He can get shot, God forbid. I mean, there's various things. But he will still go, place himself in danger. Sometimes in the service of Hashem, if you really care, you don't look that everything should be so comfortable. You know, if you got to do it, sometimes you put yourself in danger. People used to keep Yiddishkeit in a very difficult circumstance in which their life could have been in danger. But we learn it from a thief. Number three, we learn from a thief. Dover ayusir kotn choshev kedover godl. An item which is very small, he considers it like very big. Which means there is a small theft doesn't miss his eye. He takes everything, even small things. Don't think this is a small mitzvah, this is not so important. Every mitzvah, everything, take it. The smallest thing, like the biggest thing. Number four, Dalit. Amal b'tircha gedoylam. He works with a great, very diligent, very hard. A thief works very hard. He doesn't, troubles himself a lot. Works hard with him. Service of Hashem, work hard. Tircha gedoylam. Number five, Zrizus. Zrizus is alacrity, being quick, doing things quickly. Ganav can't sit around and wait. He has to go. If he pickpockets, he has to do it before you can catch him, right? Do the mitzvah. Don't delay it. Quickly, do it. Accomplish it. Make sure that you have the mitzvah. Number six, Vav, b'teyach u'mekaveh. You trust and you hope. You trust that you'll succeed, and you hope that you won't get caught. So, you know, when you're doing them, don't be afraid if you can do it. Trust in Hashem and hope that you will be successful in what you're doing. And finally, number seven, Im lo hitzlich b'pam harishoyin nechayzer har b'pamim. If he wasn't successful the first time, he'll go back many times. So if you didn't succeed the first time around, you go back. Same thing is the service of Hashem. I just want you to know, when I translated the various things to application, it doesn't say here, it just tells you about what the Ganav. Everybody can find various different ways how to apply it in one's service to Hashem. But the point here was that you take seemingly a negative characteristic of theft, of stealing, and a name, and a description of a Ganav, and you find a positive, and you turn it around and you use it for a mitzvah, and you use it for Yiras Hashem, for mitzvahs, for Torah, and all the services in the way of Hashem.